We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: Nazir Shegilach Menoydeloy Shu Tamei. A Nazir that was Megaleach, which means he finished basically his Naziris, and he already did the Giluach. Menoydeloy Shu Tamei. Then he found out that he was Tamei. He was Tamei before this. He found that someone told him, you know, you just walked over a mace. So im Tamei Yedua Soiser. If it's a Tumah Yadua, then it's Soiser. Vim Tumah Tahaim ain't a Soiser. What does Tumah Tahaim mean? We'll see in the Gemara more. But Tumah Tahaim means that it was a Tumah that no one knew about. And now only no one knew about it. And after he finishes his Ziris, someone said, by the way, we found a caver under the place where you walked. We found the caver there. So therefore, you're Tumah now. The Halacha is it's not Soiser. It sounds like you're not even Tumah. It's not Soiser. But if it's a Tumah Yadua and he didn't know about it till afterwards, then Avad that Soiser has to redo his whole Naziris. So that's the din of Tumas Tahaim. Tumas Tahaim is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that if you now know about the Tumah, so even though really you should be Tameh, but Halacha Moshe Mesinai says that it's not Soiser Naziris. We have a similar idea in Maseches Pesachim regarding a Karm Pesach also, that if someone it becomes Tameh through Tumas Tahaim and he brings a Karm Pesach and he finds it afterwards, he doesn't have to bring his Karm Pesach again because again it's Tumas Tahaim. In Ma'ach like Gilach, if he finds out about this Tumah before he did the Giluach, then Benkach or Benkach Soiser. Then it is Soiser, even though it's Tumas Tahaim, like Tosis explains, that the whole Halacha, the Moshe Messina of Tumas Tahaim is only if it's after Shegilach. He finds out about it after he already took his haircut. But before he took his haircut, then the Halacha is that it's Soiser. Obviously, we're handling the word Gilach here, so going according to Rabbi Eliezer, like the Gemara says later on, the whole Taglachas Ma'akeves. That means the seder of a Nazir Tahira is, he brings his kabbanis and he takes a haircut. According to Rabbanah, once he brings one of the kabbanis and he spritzes the dam, he already could drink wine and tam l'meisim, he's not a Nazir anymore. So there, it made no difference if he took a giluach or not. But going according to Rabbi Eliezer, that taglachas me'akeves, so until he takes the taglachas, he's not finished with his aziris. So if he's finished with his aziris, Nazir Shegilach, and then he finds out at Tumas Tahaim, then it's not Soiser. But if it's before giluach, then it is Soiser, it's part of Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Ketzad, what means? What's the example of a din Tumas Tahaim? Yorad litvol b'ma'ara. He went down to the table in the ma'ara. V'nimtza mace tzof api ma'ara. They found afterwards a mace, a piece of a dead person floating around the ma'ara. The halach is that he is tamei. Even if it's a suffix, if he touched it or not, or if there's mal on it or not, still the halach is suffix tumas shishiyachar. It's tamei, and therefore he's tamei.
He's in the same cave as that.
Tahaim just means he doesn't know about it. Tahaim doesn't have to be something deep. I'm not sure what you mean. But this is not a Tahaim, by the way. This is the case that's not Tahaim. It's Nimtza Tzof HaPi Ma'ara. This is obvious. This is not a Tahaim. Nimtza Meshukah Bekarka. If that was your question, that's not a Tahaim. Nimtza Meshukah Bekarka, that was Tahaim. Nimtza Meshukah Bekarka, if they found it buried in the ground, HaMa'ara, in the Karka, in the floor of the Ma'ara, then it depends. Yorad lahaker tahar tar. The lachis is tar. Litar mitumas meis tamei. Shecheskas tamei tamei. Cheskas tar tar shorglayim mudava. Here we have another part of lachamash mesinai, liberating din of tumas tahaim. That if it's meshukah bekarka, which is a case that's called tumas tahaim. So lachayra, if he finds out about it after shegilach, he finds about this tumah, he should be tar. But the gemara limits that halacha. The Mishnah limits the halacha. The Mishnah says that is only if when he went into this water, he was doing it to take a swim. But if he went into this water in order to be toivel from Tumas Meis, so then the Cheskas Tumah, for example, Rashi Tosfos gives an example, he used this mikvah to metam himself Tumas Meis, then he restarted his own ziris, did 30 days. He found that after 30 days that in this bar where he was toivel for Tumas Meis, for the last Tumas Meis, there was a mace there. So then, the halacha is that even though it's Tumas Tahaim and he finds it after the Geluach of Tahaira, still the halacha is that he has to redo it. Why? Because when the halacha of Moshe Mesinai is dafka in a case where he was not becheskas Tumas Meis. But if he's becheskas Tumas Meis, so then we don't say the heter of Tumas Tahaim. So again, he went into this ma'ara that had a Tumas Tahaim, he has to go in lahaker in order that it should be tar Tumas Tahaim. But if he went in to hire himself from Tumas May, since Cheskas Tamei, so then you don't have the heter of Tumas Tahaim.
So the Mishnah says earlier that
he's in the Seisrit,
it's also
Eden Matam,
not Tamei.
Right, okay, right. I said that he's not Tamei. I said it's Mashma that he's not even Tamei. I said that not Seis is not even Tamei. And from here it's Mashma, Losh and Tar, a few times it's Mashma, he's Tar, he's not even Tamei. Yeah. So Akaponim, So that's the halacha. That's the halacha between Rav Tumas Tahayim. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara first story is learned from a pasuk, but we know already from the Gemara's maskana that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and we limit it. The only time it's a heter is only if you find out about it after the Giluach. That's number one. And number two is when you encountered that tuma, you were not becheskes tuma, you were becheskes tahar. That was the case, and that's when you could be makel on the din of Tumas Tahayim. So zok the Gemara. How do you know it's halacha of Tumas Tahayim? Omar Rab Alaza, the Omar Kra, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says regarding a nazir, v'chiyamus meis alav pesa pesoim. It says if a nazir encounters a mace, surprisingly, the loch is he has to be retire himself, take a haircut, and restart his whole nazirus. So the lashon is v'chiyamus meis alav pesa pesoim. Alav. Alav means mechaveris loy. He has to be clear about it, he has to know about it. But if it's tumas tahayim, it does not make you tame to be seisid in zeros. That's Rabbi Leoz's drasha. Rosh Lakish Amah, a different drasha, Amah Kral, the Pasuk says, Ki yeh tame le nefesh, oi v'derech echoyko. This is talking about Karim Pesach. Someone was tame le nefesh of derech echoyko. Ki derech. We are comparing tame le nefesh derech echoyko. Ma derech v'galu. Just like a derech, everyone knows about it. It's out there. It's out in the open. I've called v'galu. The tumah has to be open. Now, what does Karim Pesach have to do with Nazir? So, as Tosfos explains, we learn out Nazir from Oisa Pesach. We learn out Nazir from Oisa Pesach. So, right now, the Gemara is learning that it's a limud from a pasuk, either from Alav by Nazir or by the word Derech by Pesach. I can ask me if it's a limud, so what does that got to do when you found out about it? Before Giluach, after Giluach, there's a limud over here. What's going on here? That's a very good kasha. The Rosh is more could have asked the kasha. More than a different kasha to slug it up. Yeah. Zog the Gemara of Ella, Hodetnan, Ezu Tumas Hatahoim, or Behelo the Tanya, Ezu Tumas Tahoim. What's a Tumas Hatahoim? What's an example of Tumas Tahoim? This is the Sefta, this is the Sefta, Mesechta Zavim, and it says, what's Tumas Tahoim? Kol She'enoi Maikirei Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. No one in the whole entire world recognizes this Tumma. Av Maikirei Echad B'Seif Ha'olam. If someone in the world recognizes this Tumma, one person knows about it, Ezu Tumas Tahoim. That's how we explain what Tumas Tahayim. Now, so if it's not from a pasuk, Bishlam Amanda Mekederach Shaper. If you don't mind Derach, we can work it out because the Derach, at least one person knows about it, the person who made the Derach. But Elamadem Mechaveris Loi, if you learn that the Drasha of Tumas Tahayim has to do with you have to know about it, Kimakir Echa Besef Ayulam, why is that my Hava? Why is that not called Tumas Tahayim? If you learn Tumas Tahayim from the word of love that he has to know about, it's clear to him. So who cares if someone in Africa knows about it? If he doesn't know about it, so that how is that called Mechaveris Loi? So if it's learned from a pasuk, so how can you say that Tumas Tahayim is only if no one in the world knows about it? What do you mean? As long as he doesn't know about it, it should be Tumas Tahayim. That's kasha number one if it's a drasha. Vesu, kasha number two is Hadatanya. We learned in the Braisa. It's also at the Sefta. Hamoitzi meis mushkiv l'rach v'shal derech. If you find a mace was sprawled across the width of the road, so by truma, you tell me, because it's a vada, you went over it, so now you cannot eat truma. Now, once you find out about this, right from then on, you cannot eat any truma, you tell me, mates. Ben nozer v'siyas pesach tar, but when nozer v'siyas pesach is tar. Now, if it's a pasuk, maishna, what's the difference? If it's a pasuk, what's the difference? I can tell me you don't have a pasuk. We learn our nozer from pesach, so learn our truma from pesach. So why would truma be any different? It must be something special about nozer v'siyas pesach. Maishna el Tumas Tahayim Gemara Gemir La must be it's the whole thing the Lachol Moshe Mesinai and the Lachol Moshe says Dafka by Nazir va'Oisa Pesach and that's why you don't have it by Truma and that's why it's Tali if one person in the world knows about it and that's the what it's Tali in and it's not Tali in him Mechaveris Alav it's Tali in if anyone knows about it, that Mismufka from Din of Tumas Tahayim it's all Lachol Moshe Mesinai. Now it's in the Mishnah let's go further in the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Imach loy gilach, so then it is soyser, Tumas Tahayim soyser. If it's after shagilach, then Tumas Tahayim is not soyser. So we see everything's totally in giluach. Mantan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Rav Yechonon, Rav Eliezer, Yidoma, Taglachas, Ma'akeves. It's going according to Rav Eliezer, holds Taglachas is Ma'akeves. Because according to the Rabbanon, Taglachas is not Ma'akeves. Everything's totally in the Kabbalahs. And you're already not nazi anymore. So it's going down according to Rav Eliezer, holds Taglachas. Ma'akeves, like the Rosh speaks out. D'l'rabbanon da'amri ain't taglach ma'akeves. M'shenizruk adam. I'm reading a Rosh. Ain't a law of teres nazir oid. V'kach hava ach legilach ma'ish legilach. There's no difference. So akaponim, our mission is going according to Rav Eliezer. So now the Gemara doesn't have a shaila. And totally the Gemara develops the Shaila, it'll take a few different Tashamas. Boyi Ram Bacham, Nitma Besoich Malois. If a person became Tomei within his 30 days, V'noida Loi Lacham Malois, and he found that after 30 days, Mahu. Bosi Adiaz Linon, V'adia Acham Maloisu, Oiloi. So when you find out about this Tumah, it's already after the 30 days, presumably before you brought the Kabbanas last day, before you did the Taklachas. It was after the 30 days. But you became Tumah before the 30 days. So what's the halacha? What's the shayla? Mister, to be Saiser. And we'll see what we're should be Saiser, because the halacha is if you didn't bring the Kabbanas, that's Saiser at least 7 days, but let the Gemara develop it. Mister, the Gemara shayla is it Saiser or not? And the question is, you go bust the idea when you find out about the Tumah, or bust the Tumah itself? So Zach the Gemara, Omar Rava, Tashima, we learned in our Mishnah, Ach Lo Gilach, before you did the Giluach, so Ben Kach or Ben Kach Saiser. Before you did the Giluach, so there, if you find out about the Tumah, then it's Saiser. What's the case that we are talking in our Mishnah that you found out about Tumah before Giluach? If we're talking about Toich Malois, and you found out about the Tumah, Shrich Lameimar, is that a Chiddush? That if you find out about the Tumah before, in the middle of the 30 days, of course it's Soisim. Aigin, tell me, I'll tell you it is a Chiddush. Why? Because Tumas Tahoim is a Chiddush. The Mishnah is talking about Sai Tumah Yedua, Sai Tumas Tahoim. So by Tumas Tahoim is a Chiddush, that Tumas Tahoim before Megiluach, within 30 days, it is Tommy. Maybe you would think Tumas Tahoim is across the board. So Taisa says, that we knew right from the Reisha. The Reisha says, Tumas Tahoim is only by Nozir Shegilach. So we know from a Diyak from the Reisha that Tumas Tahoim only works after Giluach. Why did it speak out? Im Ashle Gilach, Benkach HaBenkach Saisa. What's the Chiddush? If someone says Saich Malois, Trich Lameima, El Lav Lacha Malois, talking about after Malois, Shema Mino, so you see clearly that it is Saisa even after Malois. That means, even though you became Tommy before, and you only found out about it, Achar Malois, it's still Saisa. But Vadayin Tebayoloch, but the Gemara stole the Shal, which is really Ram Vacham Mashal, like Tosfos explains, it's really Ram Vacham Mashal, is a Kulei Saisa or Shiva Saisa? Which means, like the Gemara explains, Laman. Ilim Le Rabbanam, Pshit the Kulei Saisa. Rabbanam hold that if you become Tameh on the 30th day of Yenaziris, before you bring the Kavanas, you have to do a whole lot of 30 days. There's no such thing as 7 days. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, just think of 7 days. We have Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Acham Lo Shiva Saisa. We learned earlier on the Masechta that Daf Tazayin, Daf Lamates, we had it before, that is only Saisa 7 days. So Amalach, Sahani Mili, so who's my Shaila like? It's a Rabbanon, it's 30 days. It's 7 days. Amalach, that's my Shaila. Hani Mili Kenitma Acham Alois, if you become Tomei Acham Alois. Vahailef Neim Aloisu, here became Tomei Form Alois. Oidum Shaneoch Adiyah Acham Aloisi. So this is finally, we got Rabbi Mocham Mashal HaKlar. The case was that he became Tomei in the middle of 30 days. He only found out about it after Malois, after he finished 30 days. What do we look at this? We look at you go Basar to Tumah, and therefore it's Saisar all 30 days. Or you go Basar Yedia, and it's only Saisar 7 days. I didn't tell me it's always Saisar 30 days. That's the Rabbi Rabbanon. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if after Malois is 7 days. But maybe Rabbi Eliezer went to Africa and became Tomei after 7 days. Here he became Tomei within 30 days. He found out about it after 7 days. We're talking about a regular Tomei or Tomei Tahoim. Either one, but it's actually Gilach. Either Tomei. So here the Shaila is: you go within 30 days or 7 days. That's the Gemara Shaila. Umina. So the Gemara says, "I'll be paid to Shaila." Umina Ketani. It says in our Mishnah, Benkach or Benkach Soiser v'loy kamifligi. It says in our Mishnah that Benkach or Benkach Soiser, and it sounds like Sain Nitma Koidim Alois and Sain Nitma Achim Alois, because Loy Maflig. So it sounds like either way, it's all the same halacha. It's all the same halacha. As long as you find out about it now, it's Soiser. It says the same word Soiser, it's not a Mechalik when you became Tomei. So it's Mashma, you're only Soiser Zayin. So what comes out lahalacha is that we are going Basar, actually it comes out lahalacha, we're going Basar the idea. We're going Basar the idea. That's what comes out. Go bust the idea, and if it's only size of 7, even though you became Tommy within 30 days, it goes bust the idea, and you're only size of 7 days. Even though you came Tommy within 30 days, usually that's size of the whole 30. But here, since you only found out about it, Acham Alois, it's only 7 days. That's what comes out. So, but Paskin said that you go bust the idea. So, Rush has a question on that. If you're Paskin bust the idea, so let's go in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Nozer Shegilach, the Acham Noideloi. So if it's Tumah Yedua, it's Saiser. What do you mean? If you go baser yedia, you found that after you finish a mazir. So if you go baser yedia, it's what's going on. It's like the rush. So the rush answers. It's not easy to understand what the rush is saying. But seemingly the rush is saying is that the avada, if you find out afterwards, there's no tzad to go baser yedia. Definitely go baser tuma. The whole shaila is when you have to look at koydim alois, acham alois. That's where you go baser yedia, baser tuma. I'll read you the teretz in the. The Rosh. Nearly the Tarets, the Oidomi. The Bereisha, Kvar Hevi Kabonos of Betoma, Valkain Tsarch Lahavi Kabonos Acherim, Shuchan Olelech Achatoma. We have to go Basatoma. Diaz Lina Basi Adia, Kvar Ovan as Yerusa. He already finished. Avalim Nitma Acham Alois, Koidim Avas Kabonos of Lorabonon. Koidim Giluach Rabliezer, the Kadi Leposak Nazirusoi, Baha Vada Zin Basi Adia. Those are the words of the Rosh. Ayin the Karanoira has a big arichas in this. This is actually a very Shvara Gemara. But I hope I made it easier for everyone. But Lamaisa, you go baser yedia only when it's a situation that's all within the malois or after malois before the kabbonis. Once after kabbonis, it's pasha you go baser the tumah itself. That's what the Rosh tells us.